Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I have a question that only you, my dear Auntie Vera, could answer.
Uh-huh.
That is why I'm calling to ask Auntie Vera.
Who are you, though?
A friend of mine.
Yes.
Well, more of an acquaintance, really.
Oh, we're having a giggle party?
Wears teal shoelaces in both boots.
You want to know if my refrigerator's running?
And it has something to do with some kind of a hanky code, and I know that back in your day, you used that as some kind of secret communication
thing.
Isn't
that cute?
So I was just curious if you could tell me what it has to do, what the teal shoelaces in the boots mean.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, whoever you are.
Bye, Auntie Vera.
Bye, Archer, lovey. Archer, you should know better, all company you keep and all that. Well, teal shoelaces in boots. It's very simple. It was like in the first page of the color coding. It means you're fat and stupid.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're fat and stupid.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 383 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about fat and stupid. Yeah. So we've already got a theme going. Plus, there's going to be voice letters, too. Oh, hi. Dear Gussie. Dear God, Big Fatty, you always are going to surprise us. Oh, that Big Fatty, he belched. He belched. And y'all, speaking of fat and stupid, y'all, did you listen to that? Did you listen to the Sea Hags Wednesday show? Well, if you didn't, you didn't miss anything. The opening of today's show, that phone call, was from the Sea Hag show, and really that was the best part of that show. So really, you don't even have to download and listen to it. I mean, if you're feeling generous, download and delete, but I mean, I've brought you the best of it. So anyway, but Yoshi was on there today. I've gone to the post office box. She fucking forgot the post office box number again. Y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. And she's getting all this stuff in her post office box, and it's like, oh, this is something brand new, and nobody else is doing it. Y'all, she's fucking stealing it. That's all she knows how to do is steal. Steal. By the way, y'all, did you go over to the BFO on Wednesday at noon and take a look at the picture of the Sea Hag that was taken at the casino that they went and saw that Liza with a hag? And y'all, I've made a small notation on the photo to help you recognize which one of the people in the picture is the Sea Hag. So you might want to go over there if you hadn't had a chance to do that. Yeah, but y'all, speaking of fat and stupid, do you like the way I just made all that work? Big Freddy, you're just a magician. Presto changeo. Y'all, I'm a little phlegmy right now. I just had a gentleman caller a few minutes ago, so I'm recording this a little bit later. It was the good gentleman caller from last weekend, and y'all, he's been wanting to come back every evening, but not just the schedules hadn't worked out until Wednesday evening, and y'all, it was quite delicious. Did I mention he's delicious? And anyway, so I'm a little phlegmy, probably from the poppers. But anyway, I was back to fat and stupid. I was watching the TV machine on Wednesday morning, and y'all, they had a I don't remember what I was watching. I don't know if it was the local news or the CBS early show. You know, because Big Fatty watches the early show with that Harry Smith and that Chinbot, who also hosts the Big Brother. But I'll be talking about that a little bit later. But anyway. I heard a story, and I cannot verify this. Perhaps Anti-Verify can verify it for us. But anyway, it's a story that said that not old. Oh, dear God. It said that obese people fall, have twice as many falls. They fall twice as much as non-obese people. Well, since I am not obese, I am not able to confirm or deny this. But if we could only think of someone who is perhaps old and fat and bald and can't walk and is gray, perhaps they could answer that for us. But, you know, they, and y'all, we know she falls because she hurt her foot. That's why she can't walk on that that CHAG bumper. Oh, I fell over the exercise machine. And I wasn't on the exercise machine. I fell over it. Y'all, I was talking to you last Friday, I think, about the 40th anniversarium of the moon landing. And y'all, when I mentioned that we were living, the Hats and me and my brothers and all were living down in Ormond Beach. We had rented a house for the summer, and it was right on the beach, y'all. And I don't know if you know this or not, but back then, and this would have been 1969, back then you could drive on the beach. Now, I don't know if you can still drive on the beach in Daytona or not, but it was, you could back in that time. And Ormond Beach is just 6 miles north of Daytona, so the people would drive on the beach up in Ormond Beach also. And anyway, they were always getting stuck. Oh, by the way, we're going down memory lane here for just a second. But they were always getting stuck in the sand, and, you know. And y'all, these damn you kids, you got stuck in the sand. All these kids that were driving on the beach and trying to be cool you know, I'm a cool cat. Hey, I'm a cool cat. They were always getting stuck in the sand. And y'all, there was a wrecker driver. Y'all, he made a fortune in the summertime. Probably didn't make very much in the wintertime. But in the summertime, he was always pulling cars out that got stuck in the sand. And y'all, this was a one-armed wrecker driver. I don't know how he lost his arm, but he only had one of them. And he would always come up, and y'all, as with, you kids, you don't have any cash with you. I told you, always take a nickel so you can make a phone call at the payphone. Y'all don't even know what a fucking payphone is nowadays. But anyway, they wouldn't have money to pay the man, and he'd always take their spare tire. Now, this is back when a spare tire was a full-size tire. And this gets back, when I'm saying spare tire, I'm not referring to anything fat and stupid. It was the spare tire on the car. And so if they couldn't pay, he would take their spare tire. And y'all, this was a big deal back then. These were not those donut tires. He would take their spare tire, and then when they got the money to pay him for towing them out of the sand, then they could go to his shop, and he would give them their tire back. So anyway, I just thought I'd share the story. Oh, Big Freddy, the one-arm record driver. We love that story. Oh. Let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, big fatty, it's Bill. Jesus, what did I just hear on that show? I was driving to work this morning and catching up on Friday's show and getting ready for Monday, and I heard somebody singing In the Good Old Summertime, and my ears are now bleeding. Unfortunately, I can't listen to Monday's show now without a Kleenex. Jesus, get some music accompaniment. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, y'all, that is Bill from St. Louis, who is the number one fan of the BFO, as evidenced by him winning the contest. Back on the first anniversarium during the halftime of the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's when the BFO debuted, was the halftime of the Super Bowl in 2008. And we're back to memory lane again, y'all. But y'all, evidently Bill did not like Big Fatty singing al fresco. And So perhaps the next time I try to sing In the Good Old Summertime, I will see if I can find some karaoke music to sing with. So obviously he did want me to sing again, and he just wants me to do it with music. That's what I gathered from that phone call. Now, y'all, the next call is from someone who got called out earlier this week.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is your friend, B.W. Valentine. I really liked your sing-along on Friday, but I don't think I've ever heard that song anywhere before. Is that one of those really old songs? Might have to get myself a hymnal and look that one up. Okay, well, just wanted to send my greetings. I'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is memory lane all over the place today, and the good old summertime is one of those good old, bicycle built for two kind of songs. And Clementine and you know, there's probably lots of
This is in the Fat Cave Faith and Values Desk. The Southern Baptist Convention is adding In the Good Old Summertime to its hymnal.
Songs that you would just sing when you go, like, on a picnic, or, you know, we're going down to the dairy and have a picnic and play bingo, and somebody needs to bring the cold fried chicken, 'cause
if you like chicken, like I like chicken.
Y'all, I want to just say that I heard from CJ. I don't know if you remember CJ. She used to do a podcast way back, a coon's age ago. Y'all, once again, back down memory lane. And she sent Big Fat Eddie a Twitty earlier today. And she said, "Oh, Big Fatty, I got to tell you, there's nothing better than a Chick-a-Fil." And you know what, y'all? She is correct. She is just correct. Y'all, speaking of the Twitty, I have gotten some requests here that I'm not going to approve these unless I know who the fuck you are. Palmer Harker. Palmer Harker wants to follow Big Fatty, and I don't know who that is. And and the other one, y'all, I'm pretty sure that this may be the Sea Hag, but it is Smack a Biatch has requested to follow me, and they also go by the name Crapper Shitstain. And I'm guessing that this person probably lives in the Woodland Hills area. I don't know that for sure, but y'all, I heard on I don't remember which podcast it was, but I heard on one podcast that they're getting a lot of these like 5-second telephone calls at their at their 206 numbers, and Big Fatty's gotten a couple of those also, but I don't know what it is, but it makes me all tingly to see that I've got a voice letter, but then there's nothing there. Nothing there, except y'all, here's the one we've all been waiting for. I told you on yesterday's show that the straight boyfriend called Big Fatty, and here's his call.
Hola, Senor Gordo. It's your straight boyfriend, Bob, here. Just calling to see if I could win a free T-shirt. Seems about that time. That's it. I got a whole bunch of things to tell you, but not on the phone. See ya, bye.
Aw, Poopy, y'all, doesn't he just sound hot? And y'all, let me assure you that he is neither fat nor stupid, because he's got Big Fatty as his straight boyfriend. So that's all I'm going to say. That's by the way, y'all, when this does come out, I will have gone back and taken out a lot of the throat clearing and all, because I know it's been very annoying today. But there'll just be some of them that I won't be able to remove, but I'll get most of them out in post. I'll get most of them out in post. Fat and stupid. Y'all, speaking of fat and stupid, that Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I am in his office this morning. He goes, what is that a bug? Oh! And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Y'all, he's looking up into the air conditioning vent, and he sees something up in there, and it's not moving, so whatever it is dead. I don't ever see anything. But y'all, it was evidently a rat. So, not the weather rat, but evidently there was a rat or something up there. Oh, I'm so glad I'm going to take all those out in post. Y'all, don't have, and I'm totally out of voice letters. I do have one voice letter from Franco, who is over, who calls in a lot to that Big Ricky show. anyway, he has called in to ask Big Fatty a question. We may get to that tomorrow. Tamari, because you know Tamari is Friday. But y'all, I thought I'd just go over here to the listener map and see who I've not heard from in a while. Because, you know, it would be nice to have some voice letters from some of these folks who I've not heard from in a while. Or perhaps an e-letter even, like Shane and Mark up there in the D.C. Y'all, I don't think Big Fatty's ever heard from them. Gavin, you know, he does that, that Drake Reagan podcast. Now, have I heard from Davey Dangerous lately? I don't know if I have or not. Franco, I've got his picture here. Y'all, Franco is a little cutie. He is a little cutie. And there's Peter G. Well, how about that? Peter G. Y'all, I'm looking at Groomer Zig's pig. Pick. And y'all, Groomer Zig had just a really, really great letter to the... To the Dangerous and Lovely podcast. So y'all ought to go over there and listen to that story, because it's really good. Pug Boy, y'all, who the hell? I've not heard. Oh, dear Gussie. Not heard from Pug Boy. Terry? Yeah, Scott in Minneapolis, y'all, I have just totally given up on him. He only used to call when he was going to choir practice anyway. He's vanished. Kenner, Eric, you know, Farmer Freak and Pokey. Oh, dear God. Anyway, Luna? Lord! When's the last time you heard from Luna? It's probably been a blue moon. Lee? And y'all, Lee is delicious, too. And y'all, all I can say is... enjoy your Thursday, and if you don't come back to hear the BFO on Friday, then all I've got to say to you is...
you're fat and stupid.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.